Next paragraph. Now a dictation for Matilde, M-A-T-I-L-D-E, Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, January 22nd, 48, addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mrs. Guerrero with advanced chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, comes accompanied with a granddaughter, last visit in May, follows with rheumatology in Lansing, gout problems on the first toe, chronic incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no major edema, denied chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, review system has been done being negative. Medication list review, I will highlight for blood pressure lisinopril HCTC, remains on allopurinol, occasionally prednisone, no anti-inflammatory agents. For her urinary frequency, on Detrol, D-E-T-R-O-L. Next paragraph, present weight 176, a stable blood pressure by nurse 125/78, at home 120/70, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.39, which is baseline for the last few years, representing a GFR 21 to stage 4, low sodium, which is mild, normal potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, very slowly evolving. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Presently, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. Other chemistries are stable. Blood pressure also well controlled. Continue ACE inhibitors, diuretics. Follow with rheumatology. Remains on sulfasalazine. Tolerating allopurinol, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.